That's it, or near noon. So on near noon. That'll be 45 minutes, I'd say. It is.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And just leave that on near.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stand out.
I should imagine just stand normally, just like anything else.
I'll just
house.
Leave it on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what if you put it on your purse and she says, you didn't put it near your throat because
sound.
Yeah, it vibrates on. And if I think if you put it anywhere near here, you'd hear the beat of your heart, I should imagine.
But yesterday
morning I was surprised because when I looked through the window, I got up early, I got up at 6, because we were going to 9:15, because me and Billy wanted to get out early to is it us down in Harton Lane, on Harton Lane there, the one they've got there, So she just come and gone doing 9:15. So I said, well, yeah, I'll be up ready.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I got up, 6:30, and I got shaved and all that, and I was going to go and get ready and pull the coat and all that.
I've never
going
seen
it. Going to jail, a real.
Terrible.
I says, oh. Absolutely terrible. I says, I didn't fancy God doing this. I went upstairs, and it's always the same. And he got upstairs, and the phone rang. I says, oh.
Never
I says, that's who's like, well, it couldn't be anybody else. So when I come doing it, it went off like by the time I come doing it. So I knew it was, oh, so I picked it up and rung off. She says, oh, I was just ringing because you can say what the weather is, she says, and you couldn't go and do it there, you know, and with your,
true.
You know, so she says, I'm going to go down to Presto, Billy got the fit for his pay slip, and he'll meet me at Presto, and we'll get your stuff, and we'll get our stuff all at the same time.
That's just what you were dreading last week about,
so, she says, we're going to do it, did you, brother?
Oh, well, you did.
So she said, I'll be along about 9:15, and, you know, by our book and that, you know, by our money, you know.
Yeah.
And just toward 9, knock on the door, open the door, gee, I said, the umbrella with the rain and it was blown, she says, it's water. This home umbrella's a big one, it's not like that.
Chubbies. No,
it could be
one
that,
like one of those.
Chubbies.
Aye.
You know, with a squash.
Yeah.
Little in you. Pull
them
out. Well, when the wind gets them, it just pulls them inside you. But then you just
turn
it round and it blows them back in. Of course, it doesn't.
Ah, yes.
It's not blowing inside you.
The shape
and
it's
just pulling along the street. She says, it's got to be worn at this.
It's a waste of tent, even an umbrella out.
So she says, I think I'll bother. I'll just put it in the bargain.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she got me booting that and she says, see when we come back. It was 11 when they came back, not on the door, open the door. And he had that big hole all, you know, I had on top of the truck last week. Pull it. My stuff, although I didn't get money yet, I was 16, and he was hobbling there. I said, what's happened now? He says, oh, my knee's gone now, and my ankle here, after that, where he's troubling. He was soaking, she was soaking, they come in, she had the trolley, and he had the
bag.
That big hole out, full of my stuff. And she had the trolley and two plastic bags, you know, plastic bags. And he had a plastic bag and that what it called. And she had the trolley with all that stuff. So they were well loaded up, you know.
I can imagine.
And anyway, he hobbled there and go, oh, he anyway, sat doing and I made him a cup of tea. She didn't have room to drink, like. And anyway, We had a train, he hobbled into the front room, sat down like, and sat for half an hour like. And she says, well, you forgot your bat I'm mixing up for you.
Oh, for the Yorkshire puddings.
And you forgot the carnation milk for you, fruit like. And she goes, a nice bit of cheese in the plastic, what do you call it, because that cheese on the counter, you know, on the cool counter, you know, I've tried every cheese I've got on there and it's no taste whatsoever.
See, that's it.
The red, what do you call it, Leicester. I got a lump last week and there was no taste at all. And on the second day, we're not having a proper fridge, just the fridge.
Ah, yes, that's where you miss that fridge.
The cheese just went dark brown. So I said, the only thing I can do is to toast cheese on toast, you know.
Yeah.
Because I didn't fancy eating it like that. And she goes, I told her, get us a piece off the other wrap, you know,
yes,
with a few other cheese, and it's sealed with a plastic. There's a nice bit there, so 95 or 96, I think. Those are the champion. So, she says, I'll probably see you Monday, Tuesday, because I always get a small loaf for the rest of the week. Like, she says, do you want a bet on the big race of Saturday? I said, I kind of fancy it now, you know, the weather and the. She said, well, just if you want one, I'll have a one. And I said, well, I didn't want to put you, you know, if it's rained out, you know, I got to put the bets on.
That's true.
So, well, I said, wanted to put one on.
Ah,
oh,
yes,
know,
and she was waiting for you to
and
see.
And we may not have one. She may say, oh, it's new, but may have one. And, you know, so.
That's it, yes.
I thought to myself, I should have had a bet too.
Yeah.
So I might phone her in the morning.
Just ask.
Before he comes along and ask her to put it or whatnot, and I can give him the money and the bet. He can take him back along. Because he dies in 11:45. Because I'd hate to think she wasn't having that little.
That you probably put her on and put the bet on because you weren't putting one on, that's true.
And so I said, oh, it's only 50p each way on an outside.
Oh, well, it's neither here nor there, is it, really?
Last year, I should have had that one. I picked it out and I wouldn't back it. Same drum. Won the race 9-1. I could have had it, you know. It's in the race this year.
Well, it's not much to expect.
You kind of fancy it this year.
Pound, really, you know.
I couldn't fancy it this year, you know. It's,
yeah.
Apart from Red Room, it very rarely get a horse that will
that a hold.
2 years, you know, in a trot. But I might have said this and that about him, but I can only praise him yesterday for
God doing that one.
And saving me, God doing that, because,
you know,
when she says, we are God doing, he didn't, I was hoping she was going to,
oh, that was good of them.
So, I've got to give praise to
you,
yes, you know.
Actually, I think they've been very good.
Yeah.
I mean, considering and they're not really any relation to you.
No.
I mean,
and she didn't take any money.
She didn't?
Yeah. I checked it up roughly. And,
Oh, well, maybe the penny struck.
Well, it might have been with Billy Gardner, you know.
Oh,
I
thought
those
of that guy, true. Because probably he doesn't know anything about it, you see.
So.
Oh, well, that was good. I just thought, though, yesterday when I got up and I seen the weather, I thought, Cookie, Jimmy's never going to go out in this like, you know.
I said, damn fancy Gardner, you ain't this. It was lashing. The rain was lashing against the window.
Well, you can't put an umbrella up or anything because it's just a waste of time.
I didn't fancy getting soaking up and getting out of that
just
flu.
Just getting out of the flu, hardly.
I just didn't seem to be quite right yet.
You know. Can't. There's people in the hairdressers this morning were saying, absolutely, I couldn't get rid of it. So
I got up warning sign. It's warned there, I've had a dull headache all day, and you can't, you just can't seem to get it all,
that's what it is.
You know, it's so still hanging around in you. You know, I don't think sorting food helps.
Oh, well, it just
either.
Just
what are you doing now? What
are
you doing?
This is
you doing
the point.
What's being wrong, what's being harmful, so you kind of,
because let's face it, soup's one isn't all the soup. Mina could say, well, could go on a diet for and keep on this sort of thing, like Margaret is, you know. But you see, the point is that you're not, what suits one doesn't suit another.
Another thing, you know, we all sit here, you know, in the corner. I'm sure I'm getting a lot of views coming back over.
You said that a couple of weeks ago.
I mean, yesterday afternoon I dropped off to sleep for a couple of hours.
That could cause pain.
You didn't realise in your waking up. Last night I was sitting, what was I watching? Forget what was on now.
There was that murder mystery thing on last night, wasn't it? Erhan Ratti.
I missed that. I fell asleep just after 8 o'clock, and it was well after 10 when I woke up. And I was saying to myself, why should I be dropping off to sleep? It's got to be fumes, you know. Like Jimmy next door, they were dropping off, and he got a vent put in the bottom of his door. They took the fireplace out, and behind, you had a big opening, which should have been bricked right away in.
That one's got a big opening like that. That isn't bricked in.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be bricked right in, so it doesn't allow the fumes to accumulate
that's
inside.
It's a good sized hole, it's about that size.
And that's what they've done. All of that had to be done, bricked in. They clagged a big label on, well, they didn't clag one on ours, so I think it was supposed to be all right. But over the years, you sit there and you know,
well, it must be the fumes.
Yeah.
What's this
thing? In the
thing
summer,
up?
It
What's
doesn't
that
happen.
Up there?
Well, that's supposed to be
that's
a vent.
The vent, is it?
To carry the fumes away.
Oh,
any surplus fumes or that.
Have you got one like that?
Oh, when the bloke went next door to Jimmy's, he said, where's your vent? And Jimmy said, there's a vent. He said, that's near good up there. He said, that's near good at all up there. Regarding the fire, it's no good whatsoever. He says, your trouble. You're not getting a draft from your from your front door coming through and carrying the fumes away.
Circulating around,
the back of the fire, Jimmy says, well, I put a label on it, they were going to do it and they never done it yet.
Well, that's
break
considered.
It in. He says, well, that's the trouble.
That's
you considered
break dangerous.
In. Then he says, you want a vent in the bottom of your door. So when they came, the three of them, Ginger, he had a lot to say, and Jimmy lost his temper with him, you know, and he said, look,
that's
you're not going to take the job, I was telling you. Forget it, he says. On your way, he says, I'll get the job done, pay for it, and I'll phone you up and you'll have to pay me.
Oh, that would be a different
case, wouldn't it? His wife said, he says, well, she was at the back, and when he went at the back, John, he said, hey, your man's in the right boat. Oh, he says, do you want to get him, you know, to walk up? So he went back and he says, I'll do it. Like, he said, well, carry on. He says, I'll have to take the door up. So he says, can you give a hand to hold it? Because he had to cut an oblong hole at the bottom of the door, you know. 6 inches off the bottom.
Put one of them metal things in.
And he put a grid on each side,
a plastic
grid, you know.
And
there was only these little screws, or like a nail with a little spiral on. And what you're doing, you didn't screw them in, you just braid them in. And the spiral grips the wood, you know. So he says, that's all. He says, you put the water card up with a machine, you know, once you bore a hole, I've got one of them cut, as you know, a saw with a little blade on.
Oh, yeah.
And you can cut all different shapes, you know. And it, when you drill a hole in the corner, each corner, and you just put it, and you just run it along there, and then you put you in there.
Ah, yes,
and
yes.
It's simple as that. You didn't clear the hole and out. You just, when you put the grid in, that, it covers all the rough work.
I see.
You know? So now then, and he got that done. But I meant to ask him if it's made any difference. No, I have not in
yes.
the grade and that brick in.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a total of half of these, they're not, they haven't been put in properly, and the fumes is coming back over.
Well, it could
and
cause an explosion,
I'm sure that's what used to knock Josie May over the years.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting in, she
mm-hmm.
used to know that.
I know, she
night.
Used to see that.
And when you wake up, oh, you know, you've got to eat it. Your throat's burning, your heart
stands.
You've got to get up and go out the back
that's
to,
right.
you know, cool off. Well, a day there, before 14, I woke up. My head was dull, headache, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, I just woke up a couple of minutes before the insurance lad come. Because when I opened it, he should have come yesterday, and I waited, he never come. And when I opened the door, I said, aye, he says, you know, he always, where have you been? I says, where have you been? Aye, he says, aye, he says, my fault, he says, I didn't get ruined, you know. So, I just talking about the weather and that, you know, that's how I was, you know. And, I went back in, I turned the fire up all together.
Well, it's sensible.
Because it wasn't,
you
know, wasn't that cold, you know, in the room. So I said, well, I want to create
it seems
more views.
Warm.
It's
warm,
I'll knock it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That room seems yeah. nice and warm.
Well, you didn't get much stuff because the, from the front door, see, that's the room door
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
You come in the front door there, that bit of passage. When you get a drop from the front door, it passes this door and it goes straight out the back.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Door. One door to another door
right.
to get a straight through drop from
yeah.
the front door, doing a passage, and it isn't torn into here.
Not to.
And it goes through the back. Now his, although it looks
similar,
the same as our house, when you open the door here,
mm-hmm.
his front door, same, you've got the stairs going up there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're going to do the passage, his door, he's got a door into the front room, same as ours, you're on the left. But when you get into the bottom of the passage, there's a brick wall in front of you. And it comes around, and his door to the back dining room is on the side here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't get a straight through drop light, right?
No, you not do.
But having that wall
that's
at the
right,
bottom.
Of course.
The drop always follows where there's like, you know, two doors,
mm-hmm.
two windows open.
That's true.
But when you stand at the front door and there's a bit of a breeze blowing on, it's cold, you can put your hand around the door like that and feel it drop. You can feel it come through the keyhole, you know, and the letterbox drop. But if you take that and put a curtain up to keep the cold out, you'd stop
the
drop.
Drop from,
so
that's, yeah,
you
so
kind of win.
Your brain, not sure whether you're doing the right thing or not.
Yeah. So,
that's true.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I said I didn't know what to do for the best, so I just leave things the way they are, and hopefully that you get some warm days where you needn't have the fire on, so you're not having a fume.
True.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But
there again, Jim. You've got the fire, so you put the fire off. Well, the central heat, it comes from the back of that fire, doesn't it? So if you've got the central heat on and you've got it on for the water, won't you get the fumes just the same as what
no,
you put from the fire?
Because the fire at the back is actually at the bottom of the chimney. This
yeah,
here
yeah.
is
mm-hmm.
in the room, isn't it?
That's right.
So you have fumes.
That's right. And so
it's
you have
coming back
fumes
through the
from
side
the
here.
Central heating go up by. Yeah.
But your central heating for your water,
yeah.
it's inside, behind the
yes,
wall there.
Yes, of course, that's right.
And
well,
all
that's
your fuse,
in the front, it's coming out.
All your fuse is automatically
yeah.
going up the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the difference.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's right, you can, these are coming into the room.
You can tell what the draft is like in that room. Well, I was telling you when Billy comes,
mm-hmm.
and if he's here half an hour, 3 quarters of an hour, he smoked 4 cigarettes. No, it takes all day and all night to get rid of them fumes of his cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
The travel up the stairs, you leave this room, and we're being in all the time, your nose gets
mm-hmm.
accustomed.
Yeah.
But if you went in the back by
smell
10 minutes,
strong.
And you come back on, and you come back in here, you would smell it again.
That's right, of course you would. Mm-hmm.
And that's how you can tell there's no drop, because this smoke can't get out anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's trapped. I mean, I opened the front sewer window, and I opened the back swivel window,
yeah.
and I left the door open
mm-hmm.
here.
That's the only way you
to
can.
To try and drive it out.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, it took all day to get the best part of it out.
Mm-hmm.
There was still that little smell of that. It's got a funny smell, that smoke, no, isn't it? The
smell of cigarettes.
Tobacco.
I packed in smoke and I cannot stand
it's,
the smell.
It's
of
got
it.
A funny
mm-hmm.
smell, no. But I can understand the warning about cigarettes years ago, you know, and it started
yeah.
to get a bit what it called. And they brought the filter tips. They would say, if you must smoke, smoke them with a filter tip on, and
that's
that
right.
will trap all the nicotine and what have you, that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. But that wasn't good enough. The brought her out and says, oh, later on, even the filter's no good.
That's right, because if
you
look at the when you take cigarettes to bits, that's black inside.
You still get cancer with it, because it's coming through and it's still getting on your chest, so
mm-hmm.
you cannot win.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I remember rightly, during the war, when the only cigarette that had a filter, and it wasn't a filter, on was a
not as such.
Craven Air.
Yes, that's right.
No, it wasn't a filter. All it was, on the end of the cigarette, what you put in your
mm-hmm.
mouth, it was a cork tip, but it was no filter inside. The tobacco come right at the end.
That's right.
All that cork tip was for was to
stop
it sticking on
your lips.
Stop it from sticking
to your lips, yes, that's right.
You know.
I think they were the first ones to come out.
Craven
Air.
Ketidus introduced later on, but the one filter, all it was a cork tip.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
so
that's right.
I think as time's getting on, they seem to be introducing more health things, and I think they know that the tobacco, vegetables, all the likes of that, it's different than what it was 40, 50 years ago. Because they're treating all these things that we are eating,
mm-hmm.
drinking,
mm-hmm.
what people smoking, they're treating them all with these new chemicals, and that's what's doing you the harm.
Right, of course it is.
Yeah, I mean, we smoked for years before
mm-hmm.
the war.
Right, of course, I mean,
there was no scares out there. Why, no?
Mm-hmm.
When people have been smoking for years, it's because they know, at the end of the day, it's what they are bombarding
into
all these
the
things,
air.
What we are taking into our bodies with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's
it's
causing with us.
That's the reason.
You know, last week when I said that Margaret had came out in the spot, you know what it was?
She'd be allergic to something, was she?
She got some tomatoes, and she never washes them out.
Oh,
and it was later on when she had a couple of tomatoes, and she couldn't realise how she come with these spots. She went to the doctor and he says, well, they must be allergic to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't think what it was. And she got to talk to this maid, this last. She says, Have you eaten any fruit or tomatoes or anything? Oh, she says, tomatoes. She says, did you wash them? She says, no. She says, I just, you know. She says, well, it happened to me. It's the chemicals on the skin of the fruit and the tomatoes. That's what brought your spots on. You know, after a couple of days, they went away, that's all.
Well, look at some of the apples you were getting round about the Christmas. They had brought them in, they had polished them and put that spray on to make them look shiny, that wax. And, I mean, they had brought them in before Christmas so that they could sell them at the peak for Christmas. That's why they charged so much for them, those Macintosh Reds and that. And I mean, it told you then in one of those magazines that John was reading, that he said, make sure that you wash those apples before you eat them.
Where has those tomatoes gone, if you remember them? I know you should be big ones now. They were a deep red.
They were nice.
And the skin, you just had a press of skin and all the tomato coat was all, you know, you could just
eat it.
Eat it just a little while for a bit. So
not like that now.
What's happened? The tomatoes, no, you're gone. Tomorrow, where you gone? They're hard, you cut it through with a knife, and underneath the skin it's got another, like a skin underneath the compartment.
Exactly.
What's happened to the tomatoes? That worn tomatoes, where they're gone?
How come it, the stuff's not the same as it used to be?
She's got no, they're telling you this and telling you that. It's them that's doing this. They're creating more food, but by, to create more food, they're bombarding all your food with chemicals and all sorts in your fields, and it's not doing any good.
Of course it's not.
I mean, you kind of go and do and don't get a decent banana, apple.
There's nothing got
what's
the same
happened to
taste.
All the stuff, you know, you could pick them up and just eat them straight away.
Yeah.
I mean, no, you can't, it's them at the top of the blame.
Of course it is. Say what they like about the Green Party, but at least
I mean, I'm up
the
road
with
nature.
And they are.
Why
they
don't they just let the stuff grow naturally? I mean, that's a whole top problem. You put something in the soil, and it gets all its nourishment out of the soil, and that just grows, and that's it. No, they've got to bombard it with chemicals and all sorts. They want more and more. What's the good? They're producing more and more. But there's people all over the world dying of hunger.
Of
and what happens? They produce more and more, and there's more getting wasted and thrown in the bins, and it keeps getting thrown on these mountains of loose fruit and all that, and anybody's getting it. And they're wasting more, so why make more if they're going to waste more?
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's true.
Plus the price of it. I mean, you know.
Well, do you know, Susan wanted to go down to Gerra Haydon this morning, so I said, well, come up here, we'll get a taxi from here, we'll go down to Haydon. So Susan, she had to go down to the mission to Simon to collect that money. So we'll get a taxi from here down to, what do you call that street, where is that? Walpole Street. So you had to go right round and come down the mud, down Frederick Street. That was it. That's cut off there. Anyway, to cut a long story short, when we got down there, I says to him, what's the damage? And he says, £1.80. And I says to him, what? He says, £1.80. Paid him like and begrudged him a tip, I'll tell you. So anyway, we got out, we got the hair done, and she wanted to go down to the mission. So the hairdresser phoned a different taxi. We had this one up here. He took me down from there to the mission, because he went down the back ways, you know, which was quicker. Took me down to the mission. She stayed in the car till I went up to the mission to get our money, sign for our money, and come out and he brought me straight back here. So we got to the door. I says to her, how much did he say? Because I got out and opened the door. She says £3.50. I says, what? She says, taking us down from there and sitting waiting. Well, I mean, I was only in about, well, I wasn't in 5 minutes.
So you paid 180 for the waterfall, and you paid 350 from the Mill Dam back up here. Yeah, well, from here to Walpole Street, it's worth 400 yards, 450 yards.
So it just shows you, it started off at £1.20 on the meter. That was when we first went out. And I mean, Jimmy, it was only last Friday. I went down to get my hair done, and I walked from the hairdressers down to Frederick Street to get the wallpaper. So I couldn't carry the wallpaper, so the lass says, well, you can't carry it. She says, well, phone me a taxi. I says, okay. So she phoned this, she says, have you any particular one? I says, I'll have that one beside us, like, so phone association. The unionist, I would call it, and they came and picked me up and brought us back with the paper. He charged £1.20, and I'm saying to myself, £1.20? That's a damn disgrace. By hell, I'll not get that taxi again. But you see, they must have gone up.
Well, it went up last year. I just forget now. So much on the mile.
I mean, you cannot tell me that.
I can't remember what actually went up, but, you know.
That's disgraceful, that. Yeah, so that was from Walpole Street down to the, and down the back. So it didn't take them a couple of minutes. Down to the mission, and I mean, he just sat there. I got out, walked across, come back.
I think it's near enough, I think, where it was.
They were united.
It went up, so for a 2 mile journey, it would be with £3.20, something like that.
Disgraced.
If you hop on a bus for 32, direct from Melbourne Street to Marley. And if you go on the Langley Road, Dean Road, Junal, you know, it's 40 Bay Road that way. But when you think of the taxi, see?
Disgraceful. I mean, I didn't mind doing it if I wanted a taxi, but heck, I think that's a disgrace.
Oh,
I wouldn't have paid that, of course.
Who's
but
finding that extra money in? Who put it up? Who's buying
exactly.
The next
money in?
They didn't say it.
They didn't tell you. I mean, if you say it, anything to anybody. Susan says there was a letter in the Gazette saying that they had the petrol had gone up and
different
things had gone up, so they had put the fares up. But I mean, that's kind of tell me that's right.
But then they expect a tip.
Oh, aye, I know.
I can't understand it. I mean, gee, am I all right if the petrol's gone up, it hasn't gone up that much.
Aye, of course not.
I mean, they could say that every other week.
That's true enough.
Oh, well, such and such went up, you know, and what a car. I mean, Jimmy next door, he was telling his sister when he come to pick me rent, booking her up.
He have never paid me rent.
Yeah?
Well, I've got to go to the doctors on Monday, so I'll not be going to our rounds this weekend.
I think he said he's got to pay his road tax this week, and I think he said it was £275.
I knew that I'd put in some of it up.
So he shopped around, and he said he got it for £60 less, I think, at this place.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I thought it would be our one price, unless I picked them up round.
Maybe the insurance, that's it. And I don't know, you can shop around for the insurance and that because it's always advertised on the telly.
He says, pew, he says.
Well, I think they're an expensive car now. Apart from anything else, I wouldn't like to take a car on the road.
And that's what I say, he's taking that son-in-law, you know, he's picking him up, taking him, bringing him from Sunderland. When he wants him, he just phones him, can you come up and he's a long distance. Well, you drive in that.
Oh, yeah.
And the tool, do you?
Aye.
And he thinks he's just at his beck and call.
Yeah.
He never says, there's a couple of pounds for you. What a car. He says, I put 10 pounds worth of petrol in the car every week. And not one of them says, there's a couple of pounds worth of petrol in them.
Oh, no, take that.
But I expect you just to run them here,
run them there.
You see, he can't get a car because it's...
Ah, the drink, I
you know. The first chance he gets, if he's not driving, he's in the bike, you know. And he says, his knee, what a car it is, you know, and he mentioned it any time. And coming to the stairs?
I think he said, you know, when I phoned him when you were here last Friday, and he said, you can definitely put the 13th down on in your diary. But that's a week come Monday.
Third of the end?
Uh-huh. I thought tomorrow, because our John's birthday tomorrow. So you didn't see the paper? No, because you weren't here. I sat it Friday, were you? No, you? I can't remember.
I was here.
Were you? So you weren't seeing the paper then?
I think he did choose it.
I can't remember. I know I went.
Because you were on the phone.
That's right, of course.
Yeah,
that's right.
Said you were out.
That's right.
You were phoning back.
Phone back.
Yeah.
That was the week before you weren't here.
The week before,
I was soaking.
Yeah.
can't eat corned beef sandwich, Jimmy, or can you not eat corned beef?
No, I'll just have a cup of tea. Thanks. Well, it does tend to be a bit, you know.
Well,
it's a lot of indigestion, isn't it, corned beef?
Well, you know. I don't like it, but I tell you what I done. I opened a tin of corned beef and I used half of it and I put it with some onions and sliced potatoes in the oven. And it was quite tasty and I thought I'd stick it in there.
I think you appreciate it. I think you've got to cook it.
Yeah, I can't eat it by itself. I couldn't eat it.
Every tonight, I used to have a couple of sandwiches and have a heat lump left.
No.
And I used to give it to Margaret for the dog, you know. And I waste more than I eat because I don't know why I kill it. So I know what I do. I get two of the big slices from the cool corner,
Yes, I know that.
And I have, there was six sandwiches, you know, with them. I cut them with, I've got them with four big slices and one slice. So you get it with five sandwiches. But I couldn't eat a lot because...
I don't like sandwiches. I don't like sandwiches, period.
I don't know what it is, but everything just hasn't got that taste now. When we bought stuff 40, 50 years ago...
That chestnut mac. It had me, that chestnut mac.
But I don't know, the bombarded everything.
Yeah.
I mean, a piece of cheese 50 years ago, you could sit there eating it.
Eat it like that, you couldn't now.
But no, it's... Nah. It's all being...
it's like plastic, isn't it?
It's being got at.
It's like plastic.
I mean, it takes you all your time to find a good, nice potato, no?
It does. You're right there.
Yeah.
I got a bag of potatoes. Well, as I say, I thought this morning I'd open the tin of corned beef. Actually, it was an accident. I forgot that I was opening the tin of corned beef for. I was going to make a salad. When I realised I didn't like corned beef, or Susan does, I didn't. And I thought, well, when I come back, I'm not feel like eating this a salad. So I thought, cut it up in thin slices, put it in a casserole with some onions, and an OXO cube and whatever you might be to stock in that, and put sliced potatoes in it and some carrots, and then on the top I put sliced potatoes and left them on top of the casserole. Well, later on when we came home, I just took the lid off and stuck it in the top of the oven instead of the middle, and I crisped the taties on the top and it was lovely. It was really tasty, but it had been in for quite some time.
But It was an odd time because it was an extra week, you see, last one, so it meant that we had been gone the last week in each month, each second month.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a week left of this month when I go. See?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made it funny. I thought, wait a minute, it's always the last week I go of the month.
Right.
And yet, there's another week left. But it was, we're gone a week into the last week in February. That made it queer. But then I'll need tablets by then and all, so
of course you will see.
That's
yes.
The trouble it means.
Yeah.
To work on doing the next day, that's
your...
two trails doing there,
mm-hmm.
or to work on doing 4 to 10. Get at the back of the queue, see the doctor, and then see
then
the nurse.
See the nurse, right.